You're listening to SBS News.
A combined vaccine for meningococcal strains AC, W and Y is to be made available free to Australians aged between 14 and 19 from next April. The vaccine is being listed on the National Immunisation Program, which Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says will cost $52 million over 4 years.
What we see is saving lives and protecting lives, following the advice of the medical experts, and when they recommend, we will list these new medicines, but at the end of the day, for parents and for teenagers, there will be more peace of mind, better protection and better health outcomes.
The announcement follows an earlier decision making the meningococcal vaccination free for 12-month-olds from July this year. The Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee is funding the program, replacing the framework of state-funded meningococcal vaccine programs. The B strain is not included in the new scheme. South Australia is currently the only state committed to offering the B strain vaccine to young people and students for free from 2019. Dr. Richard Kidd is the chairman of the AMA Council of General Practice. He welcomes the announcement but questions why one of the most prevalent strains is not included in the vaccine.
So the AMA welcomes the inclusion of the meningococcal vaccine. Sadly, this one doesn't include the B strain, and this is an unfortunate omission. B strain is increasing in frequency, and we really need to address that as well.
Meningococcal is a serious condition that occurs when bacteria growing in the nose and throat invade the blood and membranes around the spinal cord and brain, causing inflammation. Symptoms may include a severe headache, a rash of red-purple spots or bruises, fever, fatigue, a stiff or painful neck, sensitivity to light or convulsions. The disease can be fatal if not diagnosed and treated within 24 hours. Last year, the bacterial infection killed 28 Australians, compared with 11 in 2016 and 12 in 2015. Lily O'Connell nearly lost her life to the W strain of meningococcal while enjoying Christmas last year. She thought she had the flu, and then a rash appeared on her face and she was rushed to hospital.
The flu-like symptoms started to develop into vomiting and then back and neck pain that I couldn't control. I couldn't keep water down. From there, a rash developed, but it took about 12 hours for the rash to start. And then once it developed, it only took 30 minutes to come into full form. When we saw the rash, we immediately rushed to hospital. And from there, they pumped me with antibiotics straight away. And if it wasn't for the fast reaction of my mum bringing me to hospital and the doctors giving me the antibiotics straight away, I definitely wouldn't be here.
While Miss O'Connell survived, the disease destroyed her kidneys and she's had to have a transplant. The federal government is under pressure to list a vaccine for the B strain, but the vaccine cannot be listed until it has earned the recommendation of an expert committee. The company that makes the vaccine has been urged to seek a listing on the National Immunisation Program. Last month, the company said it would consider doing so after it sees the results of South Australia's impact with the vaccine next year. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.